that everything is connected to the highest. Yes. However, where does the highest express itself in a deeper way? In the lowest. And I'll give you an example. The truth is, there are examples in Hasidus. I'll give you the example, classic example in Hasidus afterwards, of a wall, whatever. But I'll give you an example I thought about. It's based on whatever, and it's been learned, but I never saw it written anywhere. If you suppose you want to teach physics to small children, so there's this genius of physics needs money, you know, everybody needs money, so he gets hired by a school. And you go teach first grade, second grade, go teach physics. This guy has a brain, you know, he's a genius. But whatever, he needs a job, so he starts teaching physics in the first grade. If he's going to start writing all the formulas and all the complex things that he really knows, but because he's a genius, in the board, the small children are going to start bothering one each other. It's impossible. They don't understand it. Hardly know how to sum and subtract, whatever. They don't know. So what does this guy do? What would I do? I would buy small, in Spanish it's called canicas. It's called like small circular balls, you know? I would buy a whole bag full of those and start playing with the children to throw them. You know, you throw one here and you throw the other one around, and like pool, like the game. Marbles. I think that's what they're called. Marbles, yes, marbles. That's what they're called. Now, the boys, girls, whatever, they're going to love it because you're playing. You know, they start throwing marbles one on each other and there's marbles one way, the other way. But the truth is that there's very, very deep physics going on. Like the force of one marble hitting the other one, and if you hit it in this direction, it goes in the other direction. The whole really complex thing, and the mass of the marble, the weight of the marble, and the surface where you put the marble on. If it's rugged, then it's going to stop. And if the first is, if the surface is like this, so the marble is going to go up and then it's going to go down. Wait, there's very deep physics going on over here, but the kids don't get it, don't catch it. They just played. It was fun, but he was teaching physics. And now everybody knows in the class, everybody knows if you throw a marble up, it's going to come down. Why? Oh, I can explain it to you. The earth and gravity, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but the boys don't get it. They just don't get it. So why is this professor, this teacher able to do this? Because he really gets it. It's so deep, his knowledge, that he can even teach the small children. Somebody that is not so deep, he would say, wait a second, I can't write formulas to these guys. They don't even know how to copy the formulas from the board. You don't really get it. When you really get it, oh, you can put it even in the lowest and lowest of the lowest. The example given in Hasidic thought, is when you build a wall and you have different stones on a wall and suddenly the wall falls, for whatever reason, the wall falls, the highest stones fall the furthest from the foundation of the wall. Like when you imagine a wall just falling, the highest one falls further. That means, again, the highest level, like the essence of God or whatever it would mean, would express itself in the lowest of the lowest, in a more deeper way than what it would express itself in the highest levels. Another example. That is also coming from different books in Hasidic thought. Basically, this is a little bit deeper, but I'm just saying the same, but it's in different language. the Hasidic masters talk about angels. The angels, if you see in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Yehezkel, what is it called? Yehezkel. If you see right in the beginning, the angels praise God. And they say, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. God is holy, holy, holy. We don't know where he is. And a whole bunch of things. They're so excited about God. So excited about God. And we, you know, we have to think about it. Do you see it? No, I don't see anything. So you have to just think and contemplate, yeah, God, I don't know, yeah, I have my doubts. Human beings, we don't see it. Why are the angels so excited? Because they see. Why aren't we so excited? Because we don't see. Okay, I got that, no problem. But you know what? What the angels see, it's an expression of God that could be revealed. It's a limited expression of God. That's why they see it, and they can get it, and they get excited. They got it. They understand it up to a certain point. That's why they say, Kadosh, Kadosh, oh, this is so holy, I don't get it. But something they see, I don't know what, I'm not an angel, but something they see, and they get excited, etc. But again, as soon as you say something is seen, is grasped, is catched, that thing has a limit. The limitation of being able to be grasped. When something is so deep, so essential, it's not able to be grasped. It's impossible. But exactly where it cannot be understood, that's what is expressed. In other words, where is God? Like his essence. Is he with the angels or with us? The answer is with us. Angels are very nice, yeah, but the godly expression to them is limited to what they can understand. Godly expression down here, it's his essence. That's why it cannot be expressed, because it's so deep, you can't grasp it, but it's with us.